Litigation against real estate agents in Texas is, we're seeing a lot more of it than we did 10 years ago. And I would say in the last 16 years out of the 19 years I've been practicing, we've noticed a significant spike in litigation against both commercial but primarily residential real estate agents. And one of the reasons we are seeing that increase is because Texas is one of those states that requires that real estate agents and brokers maintain errors and omissions insurance. And that's a good thing, but it is truly a double-edged sword. They've now become a target for litigation. So up here on the screen, we've got the six causes of action that we typically see pled against real estate agents. Now, I'm certainly not a coverage lawyer, but I will tell you that most of the time, the negligence, negligent misrepresentation, and the DTPA violations are considered or deemed by E&O insurance carriers as quote-unquote covered claims. The others, the breach of contract, the fraud, common law fraud, and the fraud in a real estate transaction are not covered claims. The reason that's important is we'll always see some version of these with at least one covered claim pled in just about any lawsuit that we see. So with respect to the DTPA violations, which stands for Deceptive Trade Practices Act, that's the real one with teeth of the quote-unquote covered claims. And the reason that's the one with teeth is because it carries with it treble damages. But from my perspective as defending real estate professionals,